Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people in North Louisiana. I'm Corey Crone, joined today by Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, good morning, Corey.
Glad to have you with us today, and a big event coming up, the Great American Cleanup. Is coming up really soon. What's the Great American Cleanup, Stuart?
Well, we're affiliated with Keep America Beautiful, and this launches our year for the cleanup of the community starting this Saturday, March 18th, from 8:30 to 12. That launches the Great American Cleanup, and it doesn't have to be just this Saturday, but any Saturday in your community. So Ouachita Green hosts different events, different cleanup events, every third Saturday of each month. So this only launches this event. Just want to make everybody aware of what we're doing this weekend.
All right. So the event is this weekend. I just ask you if it rains, you make the call that morning, I guess, and tell everybody yay or nay. Only a 20% shot at rain, so maybe it won't rain on you.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a beautiful day to go out and clean up our community.
Yeah, we're hoping that. Hopefully everything will turn out great. And if it does rain, we'll contact you. You can go to ouachitagreen.org. We'll put something out on the website, or you can contact me by shodnett@ouachitagreen.org.
All right, so there are people out there listening this morning that say, I'll give Stuart a couple hours of my time. So let's talk about that. The Great American Cleanup. How much time do I need to allot to go help you clean up?
Not much time, just a few hours Saturday morning. You know, I'm asking folks to get there at different locations out of Ouachita Parish around 8:30. It takes about 30 minutes to register and get supplies. And about 3 hours is all I'm asking. Just get a group together. And the more the merrier. And the less you'll have to do by yourself. So just come out, only maybe 3 hours tops.
All right, so there are a bunch of locations. Where are the meetup locations?
A lot of different locations in Monroe and all West Monroe. In Monroe, we've got the Louisiana Purchase Gardens and Zoo.
Okay.
There, it's a major location. Delta Community College, that's one location there. We also have the city of Sterlington. They've got their location there. About 100 volunteers in that area, and we're so glad to have them there. Also, right here at ULM, here at Whites Ferry Road Church of Christ at University Avenue in Desired, we need college students there.
Okay.
And a big location there, and we're going to take care of ULM and the surrounding areas around ULM. So, in West Monroe at Well Road, the Public Works Department, Ouachita Parish Public Works, we'll have a tent there set up. And the Western Row Farmers Market, there underneath the big water tower, will be there too at 8:30.
Okay, so plenty of places for folks to go. I hadn't done one of these before, so what do you wear to one of these things?
Well, you wear appropriate clothing. You know, if it's cool like today, you know, long pants, preferably jeans or something that's pretty comfortable. No open-toed shoes. If you can wear boots, do so. Tennis shoes is good. There's going to be a lot of walking, you know, probably half a mile at least. But when you get there, we will supply you with all the tools that you need. We've got the litter grabbers. We've got litter bags.
Oh, litter grabbers. You don't even have to bend over?
Correct.
You don't have to bend over. You've got it going on.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of those from Keep America Beautiful. And we equip you with gloves and also the vest that you see on highway areas, the orange and chartreuse vests. We have those.
I don't know if you know this, but the litter grabber was invented in West Monroe.
I had no idea.
Like, for real.
Really?
Yes. That's an unknown fact to you. So don't buy those Chinese litter grabbers. Make sure you buy a West Monroe one.
Yes, sir.
So just to throw that out there.
I had no idea.
Stuart, if somebody wanted to sign up for this event, do they just show up or do they need to call you and sign up?
Well, we have on our website, we have a registration page set up already. It's on the events column. It's under the Great American Cleanup. It's two clicks. You're in our registration page, and it's five small questions. Check a box and submit it, and it comes directly to me, and I confirm with an email or a phone call.
All right, so that's going to be going on this Saturday from 8:30 until noon, all over the parish, whole bunch of places.
Correct.
All right, then we turn around a couple weeks later, April Fool's Day.
Yes.
April the 1st, you've got another event going on ULM's campus.
Yes, we do, and we're glad that ULM can host this event for us here on their campus. They've done so many years. It is called the Household Hazardous Waste Event. It's at Brown Stadium parking lot, and it is all the hazardous waste that you have around your house, including, you know, old paints, oil-based paints, latex paints, herbicides, pesticides, any type of poisons you may have that you don't want to get rid of. You can't throw those away, and the landfill will not take those. So bring them here that day. We'll be here from 9 to 1 p.m. And no, last year we had close to 500 cars. This year I think we'll have more. We'll also be taking e-waste, like old computers, old laptops, anything with a plug, old appliances.
I got one of those giant TVs from the 80s. Do you bring take
it.
Those?
Yes, sir. Bring it.
I got to get rid of that thing.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about that the other day. So bring that. We take old medications. We take batteries, you know, AAA, AA, 9-volt batteries. Don't throw those away. You don't want those leaking. So anyway, we'll have that, and also recyclable items too, paper, plastic, and metal and aluminum.
And that's going on April 1st from what times?
9 to 1.
Okay, so April 1st, 9 to 1, hazardous waste on the ULM campus at Brown Stadium. But this weekend, the Great American Cleanup, and Stuart, once again, how do they find out more?
Go to WashitaGreen.org for more information.
All right, that's Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. You can go to WashitaGreen.org and learn more. The Great American Cleanup this weekend all over the parish. I'm KEDM News Director Corey Crow. Join me Wednesday at 12:15 as I interview Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo live from the Monroe Civic Center Arena. Mayor Mayo and I will discuss the state of the city at the annual State of the City Address. That's this Wednesday at 12:15 on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
New research suggests that spending time with friends and family promotes health.
Our lines are open for your questions about drugs, dietary supplements, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
The People's Pharmacy brings you the latest health and nutrition news Saturday morning at 6 and again Sunday afternoon at 3 on KEDM Monroe.